Time for World Sport from the BBC with me, John Bennett. Coming up,
Rooney again with his chance to score a hat-trick. Up comes Rooney. Hat-trick Rooney sends the goalkeeper the wrong way.
Three goals from Wayne Rooney helped Manchester United ease to victory at bottom club Portsmouth. Spurs move up to third after a draw at Villa Park. And away from football, Nikolai Davydenko upsets Federer to reach the final of the World Tour Finals. First football, Avram Grant's first match in charge of bottom club Portsmouth ended in defeat as Manchester United won 4-1, courtesy of a Wayne Rooney hat-trick. The England forward converted two penalties either side of a finish from a Ryan Giggs pass. It helped United to close the gap on Chelsea to just 2 points. Giggs capped a fine display by claiming the 100th Premier League goal of his career with a late free kick on the eve of his 36th birthday, earning this praise from Rooney.
He just surprises me every week. He's amazing. His performance today, and you know, created two of my goals. He was just, you know, I don't know how he does it. It's unbelievable.
And he's 36 tomorrow, and yet he still seems as good as ever, doesn't he?
He's one of the sharpest every day in training. You know, today you see it on a, you know, a quite difficult pitch, difficult weather, and he puts a performance in like that. It is truly incredible.
Tottenham Hotspur failed to recapture the kind of form that helped them put nine past Wigan last weekend after securing a 1-1 draw at Aston Villa. But the point was enough for Spurs to move up to third for a day at least. Villa are fifth, watching Saturday's late match at Villa Park. The BBC's Alistair Bruce-Ball.
Two teams with designs on the top four, but on this evidence with some work to do. A rather flat first half from Tottenham saw them trail to Gabriel Agbonlahor's scruffy goal, but Villa were then punished for a rather strange lack of ambition in the second half. Rather than pushing on at home, they dropped back and let Spurs come at them. The almost inevitable goal came 12 minutes from time, Michael Dawson rifling a superb volley into the top corner, Villa's players initially claiming he'd controlled it with his hand. Heskey flicked a late header over the bar, but the rest of the chances in the game were Tottenham's, Cuellar clearing off the line from Dawson, Friedel saving superbly from Huddleston, and Defoe fizzing one wide right at the end. At the moment, Spurs look a better bet than Villa for that top four.
Well, another side harbouring hopes of a top four finish are Manchester City, and they fell to their seventh straight Premier League draw at home to Hull. Sean Wright Phillips put City ahead, but a Jimmy Bullard penalty for Hull denied the hosts all 3 points yet again, leaving City's boss Mark Hughes a frustrated man.
We had opportunities, not really absolute clear-cut chances, but there were good opportunities where, on another day, possibly those chances are converted. But it wasn't a beat today, and it was frustrating. And just towards the end, we got a little bit anxious, and that's understandable because we're on this run that's frustrating everybody. And it's a case of just obviously getting 3 points as soon as we can and move on because this period is frustrating everybody.
Elsewhere in the Premier League, Wigan bounced back from their 9-1 thrashing by Spurs last week with a 1-0 win over Sunderland, managed by their old boss Steve Bruce. Colombian striker Hugo Rodallega with the goal. There were 8 goals at Upton Park as West Ham beat Burnley 5-3 to move out of the bottom three. Damien Duff rescued a point for Fulham with an equaliser against relegation-threatened Bolton after Ivan Klasnic had given the visitors the lead. And the Blackburn boss Sam Allardyce watched his side's goalless draw with Stoke from home as he continues to recuperate from minor heart surgery. On Sunday, Chelsea could extend their lead at the top of the Premier League with a victory at fellow title contenders Arsenal. A win for the Gunners would put them right back into contention after their shock defeat to Sunderland last week. And the Chelsea boss Carlo Ancelotti knows how vital a victory would be against their London rivals.
It's a very important game because Arsenal is one of the most important teams in England, in Europe. They played very well. I like his play because they try to attack to create difficult for the other teams. It will be a very good test for us. We want to put the best on the pitch against Arsenal. I think that will be a fantastic match because both teams want to play football.
Also on Sunday, it's the Merseyside derby with both Everton and Liverpool desperate for points. And in the West Midlands derby, it's Wolves versus Birmingham City at Molineux. Celtic are back on top of the Scottish Premier League after a 3-1 win against St Mirren. They're 2 points clear of Rangers, who lost 1-0 at Aberdeen in the day's early kick-off. In Spain, third place Sevilla were held to a 2-2 draw at home to Malaga, who have now moved off the bottom of the La Liga table. Malaga were leading 2-0. On Sunday, it's one of the most keenly anticipated encounters in European club football as Barcelona and Real Madrid contest El Clásico at Camp Nou. Real Madrid are on top of La Liga, a point ahead of Barca, and one of Real's recent additions, Xabi Alonso, has been outlining the importance of this fixture.
It's a massive game for us on Sunday against Barcelona. The pressure is always there because we know that it's not that decisive game, but it is an important game because we know that psychologically it can have an effect, and hopefully it will be a positive effect on our side. They have already a solid base, and we are just starting a new project because of that. We play a different way, and we hope to achieve the same success, that is winning titles. It could be quite close, and we have to be on top of them and give our best to have a chance to get something positive and to win the game. But if they are considered the favourites, we are not uncomfortable with that situation.
Staying with football on the BBC World Service, and Genoa have climbed to fifth in Italy's Serie A after thrashing their city rivals Sampdoria 3-0 in a match which featured three red cards. And top scorer Antonio Di Natale scored the opening goal on his return from one match ban to help Udinese to a 2-0 victory over Livorno. Now to Germany, where Werder Bremen battled back with a stoppage time goal to draw 2-2 with champions Wolfsburg and go top of the Bundesliga table on goal difference. Bremen are level on points with Bayer Leverkusen, who play Stuttgart on Sunday. Schalke missed out on the chance to go top after a 1-0 defeat by Borussia Mönchengladbach, and more woe for bottom side Hertha Berlin. They lost 3-1 at home to Eintracht Frankfurt. In France, Paris Saint-Germain ended Auxerre's surprise run at the top of the table by beating the leaders 1-0, and the champions Bordeaux and Olympique Lyon, who are both a point behind, have Sunday fixtures. On to tennis now, and Russia's Nikolai Davidenko beat the world number one Roger Federer to reach the final of the ATP World Tour Finals in London. He won in three sets in the first semi-final, and Federer was full of praise for the man who knocked him out of the tournament.
Yeah, there's respect from his fellow players. I think he didn't have the easiest of last few years, you know, where people suspected him of doing bad things in the sport. You know, he had a cloud over his name for quite some time, which was not very fair at the end now, and I think he handled it very well towards the end. You know, it proved it was worth hanging in there. He finally beat me today, and I wish him all the best for the final.
Now Davidenko will play US Open champion Juan Martin Del Potro in the final on Sunday after the Argentine beats Robin Söderling in a tense match at the O2 Arena. The BBC's David Law was watching.
A heavyweight contest watched by the world heavyweight champion David Hay was finally won by Del Potro, who booked his place in the final. The giant Argentine needed every drop of fight and inspiration to see off Söderling, who's won some friends in the O2 Arena this week with his swashbuckling tennis. Söderling helped himself to the first set, surviving four break points before winning the tiebreak 7-1. Del Potro finally broke through for 5-3 in the second and then served out to set up a decider. They traded breaks in the third as both players sought the knockout blow that was finally provided by Del Potro, the US Open champion, winning the deciding set tiebreak 7-3 to reach his first ATP World Tour final.
And in rugby union, Ireland have beaten the world and tri-nations champion South Africa by 15 points to 10 in their test match at Croke Park. New Zealand's All Blacks capped their European tour by overwhelming France 39-12, and Australia beat Wales 33-12 in Cardiff. Before we go, our top story again. Manchester United beat bottom side Portsmouth 4-1 at Fratton Park thanks to a Wayne Rooney hat-trick. They've closed the gap on leaders Chelsea to just 2 points. For now, that's the latest world sport from the BBC here in London.